Message number 204. Insight into my crucifixion. Monday, September 26, 2011 at 23:45. My dearly beloved daughter, tonight for the first time I gave you an insight into my crucifixion which surprised you. Yet what I revealed to you is of huge importance. Many lukewarm believers think that when I was crucified that somehow because I am my Father's son I did not suffer the physical pain that man would. They are also of the opinion that because of my divine status I was not fearful nor could have been because of the strength I received from my Father. The truth is quite different. I felt very alone and frightened. My time in the garden was terrifying because of my human nature. Remember that I came in the flesh. I had the same feelings of pain and sorrow just like any man. Many people do not understand this. I felt abandoned by my eternal Father and was taken for granted in some ways by my apostles who did nothing to comfort me during these terrible hours. When I faced my executioners, I trembled in fear and could barely respond to their accusations. I felt as any human being would when facing a violent execution. My dignity remained intact because of the sacrifice I knew I had to make for mankind. A paradox I know, but I also felt love and joy in my heart during this suffering. For I knew that my death would save you, my children, for eternity. Yet I now want you to ask yourselves how many can be saved by my death on the cross. Who wants to be saved and do they really understand the significance? Because of my death they can enter heaven now. Do they also know that this will be by their own choice and through the free will they have been given? Belief in God the Father must be your priority. Come to me first and I will lead you to Him. Abide by my teachings given to you through the Holy Bible. Love your neighbor. Keep your faith simple. Keep a balanced view of your faith. Love me. Pray to me. Adore me. Allow me to love you with my tender heart so my divine presence can flood your precious little souls. I am yours. You are mine, children. It is that simple. The more you pray, the closer you will become. The closer will your heart entwine in mine. Your Jesus, Savior of mankind.